Hello and welcome to this space with me, Lauren Tuk Tuk Yoga. Today's practice is all about leaning into a heart-centered life and about feeling our truest, highest, most authentic version of ourselves. At this time of year, everybody is seeking a sense of Christmas sparkle or a festive sparkle. And over the holidays, perhaps you are looking to experience some magic. We can be seeking this magic externally in the world around us, but it is always good to have a sense of time for you to lean inward. And through leaning inward, connect with your highest, truest form of yourself and to feel that that magic is actually within you. So today's practice, I'm going to start off by asking you to sit comfortably and to begin to take your attention to your breathing. As you notice your breath, just begin to sense how your breath is naturally flowing, not forcing, not asking the breath to change in any particular way, but just to feel into the natural current breathing rhythm. Be with your breath for quite some time as you notice the inhalation followed by the exhalation. Notice a deep inhale and a deep exhale. Is your breath steady? Is it shallow? Is it deep? How is your breath flowing in this moment? And as you begin to notice the cause and effect of the breath as a feeling within the body, perhaps you can shift your attention from the thinking brain to noticing the feelings and sensations that are arising in your body with each breath cycle in each moment. Be present with this as you shift your attention to your heart space. Just begin to notice how the heart is beating. Perhaps you can rest the palm of your hand on your heart and just take a little bit of time to connect with the rhythm of the heart. And as you do so, begin to notice how the rhythm of the heart is revealing where you are currently at. Perhaps it could share that you are fearful, that you have worry. Perhaps it can show you some sense of freedom, a sense of expansion. Just beginning to notice what is happening with the heart. And as you begin to take a few breaths here, start to see if you can slow down the exhalation and bring your attention to your heart in connection and alignment with the breath. Begin to feel the breath in your heart or chest area, breathing slow and deep. We can sit to meditate, to notice our fears, our worries, to unpack and to release. As you feel into your heart rhythm, just begin to notice if your brain activity is shifting. What's going on in terms of your thoughts? the dance of attention, shifting your mind to a more feeling place, will allow those thoughts to drift by. We're just going to take some time here to learn how to consistently shift our attention from our thinking mind to our physical body. This can help to connect the voice of your authentic self or to your intuitive heart space. Today I affirm, I listen to my heart. When my inner knowing and my relationships come together, I feel my heart gives me a sense that I am connecting to them on a deeper level. I am fully present to the stillness and silence. Just begin to notice the current state of your mind. And are you present with your bodily experiences and the breath? Sometimes this can take a little bit of time and patience to ease to a place where you can let go of any thinking about past or previous experiences, or perhaps even future thinking mode. Allow yourself to land here in the present moment as you feel in, and this practice of consistently shifting your attention to your physical body, your breath, and your heart space will enable the voice of your authentic self to flow through you intuitively. Ask yourself, what does your free time mean for you now? How do you spend your free time? When you have free time, time to sit with yourself and take the time to be with yourself, how does your body feel? What sensations are present for you? As you begin this listening exercise to connect with your body, your physical body, listen to your heart. Can you feel any feelings of fear, constriction, safety, or expansion? Take your attention to your breath. I'm going to say some affirmations now. And you can repeat them back to yourself if you feel like they are a thought that you would like to resonate with, and to cultivate feelings that are associated with the thought within the physical body and begin to notice them. So firstly, we can connect to the feeling of joy by reflecting upon the past month and just beginning to notice a joyful experience, no matter how big or small. What brought joy to your life? And if you have managed to connect with a moment that did bring joy to your life, can you harness that feeling within your body? Can you cultivate the feeling? Why did it bring you joy? What happened? Who was there? Were you alone? What was it about that magical experience that brought you joy? Can you feel the sensations of joy within your body right now? If this has been possible for you, and you feel connected to the feeling of joy, just begin to observe the feelings within your body. Begin to notice the sensations in your body. Connecting for a few more moments and conscious breaths, connecting with the feeling of joy. I feel the sparkle within me, and I lean to the calling within me to nurture it and keep it bright. I believe this story will end without regrets. It will make sense, and I will have lived a life with a heart full of love and radiant, joyful experiences. I pursue all that pulls me towards joy. I practice discernment so that I am pulled towards joyful pursuits worth pursuing, with active boundaries that keep me safe and aligned to the vision of my future best self. I trust that life is unfolding for me. I seek the people and places that feel like a homecoming. I trust that the doors never close on the places destined for us. I attract the people and relationships in my life in this particular moment. I trust the calling within. I embrace silence and sitting in solitude. Every day I'm becoming more of the person I am meant to be. In becoming more of my highest, truest, most authentic self, I hold space for others to lean into their truest, highest, most authentic self. And I notice how we can connect in this way of being. I notice what reaches back towards me when I reach for it. I notice what energizes me, and I respond according to connection with the energy that I want to feel in my body. I fall into my natural way of being when I am present and in flow state. I take time to practice, to unpack and to release. My practice is uniquely mine, a practice that I have taken care of for a number of years, combining dance, physical activity, creative pursuits, yoga, Pilates and fitness, self-reflection, personal growth, and I am always attuning my approach to this unique practice that I call my own. What is your unique practice? The tools in your toolbox that help you to regulate and connect with your inner self, your highest, most truest, most authentic self. I believe our true purpose is to connect with who we actually are, not who we are told to be, or by the self-story that we have defined for ourselves in our lifetime. I am calm and connected to my inner self. I am worthy. I am whole. I am capable of living the life that I desire. I follow what feels right and true for my highest, most authentic version of myself. With my life experiences and with my authentic, truest, highest self, I am wise. I have the capabilities to craft a life that balances our needs, our desires, our truth, so that I can connect deeply with myself in my relationships and with the wider world around us. I take the time to revisit my yoga mat, to sit with myself in solitude after a movement practice that helps me to seek awareness. In seeking awareness, I lean in to reveal layers of conditioning to shed and to let go of. I regularly come back to the question of how can I let go? I practice this on a physical, mental, emotional level. I tune in. I believe my life is a beautiful living expression of inner truth. I attract people in my life that are seeking their own inner truth. I believe in the greater order that is always working with us in mind. I am myself. I feel the spiritual signs and experiences with a sense of awe and wonder. I notice those magical aha moments, the calls and the whispers, through taking the time to connect. I seek moments of awe and wonder in nature, sunsets, ocean views, the stars, the wider world around us. I notice the small messages from the universe, and when I see repetitive patterns, I listen. I embrace the magic within me. I do the practice to observe, and sometimes do, undo, let go of, and affirm what I notice. Our authentic self feels connection between everything. I affirm, I have a deep appreciation for all aspects of life. I have a deep appreciation for all aspects of myself. I take the time to move in flow state, allowing the movement to pass through me from a feeling place rather than a thinking place. This practice of feeling the flow within me and feeling the magic within me helps me to connect to my most natural way of being, to my highest, most truest self. I take my time to get to know myself daily. And through this daily practice, I can consistently notice my relationship between my mental and emotional health, where I am placing my energy and attention, my emotional stability, my levels and layers of resilience, my physical health, my heart rate, my immune system, sleep quality, overall energy levels. This is not an intellectual exercise, nor is it a fixed place of being. This is a practice that helps you to tune in, to go inward regularly over time, to lean into your true purpose, to get to know yourself on a deeper level. I hope you take the time now to simply be still, to cultivate the feelings of gratitude within you, noticing what you can be thankful for in your heart. And this will help you to connect with your truest purpose, to who you actually are and who you are meant to become. Thank you, everybody. I hope this heart-centered practice lands with you at a time when you need it most. I trust in the timing of life and experiences. Take good care, everybody, over this festive period. Lots of love and namaste from Lauren.